Welcome to the Web Sphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Web Sphere Data Interchange for Multi-Platform, Lessons Learned from Support. Today's presenter is Chuck Freeman. Chuck is a Level 2 Software Support Engineer for Web Sphere Data Interchange and Web Sphere Partner Gateway. He has assisted in the installation and implementation of Web Sphere Data Interchange for many customers worldwide. Before joining the WDI team, Chuck was a Level 2 Support Engineer for IBM's OS2 product. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Chuck.
Yes, and thank you, Joseph. Hello, all. As Joseph has mentioned, my name is Chuck Freeman. I am a Level 2 Analyst for Web Sphere Data Interchange Support. I joined WDI Level 2 Support Team in 2003, and I mainly support the multi-platform version of this product. Please move to slide number 2. The agenda for this presentation is as follows. I will review the basic software hardware requirements that were originally published for this product, this version. We'll discuss the latest software versions that can be used with WDI version 3.3, review the installation, migration, data, and uninstall information from the WDI Administration and Security Guide and the WDI User's Guide. And we'll discuss a couple of possible problems that may and can occur. We learned a few things concerning some features that were included in WDI version 3.3. We'll discuss some of them and the differences from what occurs in WDI version 3.2 and WDI version 3.3. Also, I will touch on a few APARs of interest that are contained in the latest server fix pack. Please move to slide number 3. Basic software requirements to install WDI version 3.3 on AIX. Minimum of DB2 version 8.2 with open database connectivity. Optional is WebSphere MQ version 6 and GXX Expedite. Basic hardware requirements is any server capable of running AIX, CD-ROM for installing the material, and the required network hardware for a communications connection. Please move to slide number 4. The basic hardware requirements to install WDI version 3.3 on Windows platform. Minimum of DB2 version 8.2. Optional WebSphere MQ version 6 and GXX Expedite. Basic hardware requirements is minimum of Intel Pentium 4 processor, 1,024 megabytes of memory, storage device of a minimum of 20 gig of free space, CD-ROM for installing the material, and the required network hardware for communication. Please move to slide number 5. The minimum basic software and hardware requirements for installing WDI version 3.3 server on AIX, Windows, and ZOS, as well as the WDI Windows client, is located at the link listed in the slide. The basic requirement page at this link will be updated in the near future to include the latest available software that can be used with WDI version 3.3 multi-platform. and please move to slide number 6. Starting with operating systems. Original testing for WEI version 3.3 multi-platform was performed with AIX version 5.x, Microsoft Windows 2000, and Microsoft Windows XP. We have since tested using Microsoft Windows 2003 Server, Microsoft Windows Vista, and AIX version 6. The corresponding TechNote links are provided in the slide. Please move to slide number 7. Moving on to other software that can be used by WDI version 3.3, support has been acknowledged for DB2 version 9.x and MQ version 7. The corresponding TechNote links are provided. For those that use GXX Information Exchange Expedite to connect to a VAN, a link to the document that was provided for setup with WDI version 3.2 and Expedite is provided. Also, I provide a link to the GXX website, and listed is also their support phone number. Note that this number may change or get disconnected in the future. Unfortunately, we do not have any control over how long this product will be available or supported. Please move to slide number 8. Now, moving on to installing and migrating WDI version 3.3. I'm going to go through some of the documentation concerning installing and migrating of this product. I will touch on some topics and provide links to the reference documentation that you would need to review before installing and or migrating. We will start with the prerequisites. We just recently discussed some of the past and current supported software versions that can be used to WDI version 3.3. As we all know, the operating system, database, and WMQ is highly recommended to be installed before installing WDI. Please move to slide number 9. Information concerning installing WDI server is contained in the Administration and Security Guide for WDI version 3.3. The installation information starts in Chapter 1, Page 4. Next, you want to set up the WDI database. This information starts on Page 6 of Chapter 1. Now, in some cases, if a severe database problem may occur in the future after this product has been installed, the same procedure listed on page 6 of chapter 1 can be used to set up your database again without uninstalling WDI in most cases. A link to the admin and security guide is provided at the bottom of the page. Please move to slide number 10. Once WDI server installation is complete, you can verify the installation. From the WDI version 3.3 install directory, change directories to samples, enter the command WDI test. If the installation is successful, the following output is returned. The output is shown in the slide. If an error or errors are written to the console or the print file in the samples directory, check the messages and take the appropriate corrective action. Please move to slide number 11. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to briefly speak about migrating the data. If you are currently using an earlier version or release of WebSphere Data Interchange, you can migrate maps, trading partners, profiles, and most other database objects by exporting the objects from your existing WDI database, then exporting them into your WDI version 3.3 database. You can export and import individual objects using the WDI client release migration feature, which is explained in the WDI user's guide for version 3.3. A link to the user's guide is provided at the bottom of the slide. Please move to slide number 12. I would like to mention a problem that was reported concerning an append that occurred while performing an export using WDI client release migration in version 3.3. Please note that this problem occurred after WDI version 3.2 data has been imported into WDI version 3.3 database. The problem occurred when this data was later exported from the same version 3.3 system. The error is noted on this page. Internal PTR number 8012109 was open for this problem. This issue will be fixed in a future fix pack release. Please move to slide number 13. In case of hardware failure, server crash, or maybe a problem with a fix pack installation, you may need to uninstall the WDI server. On the AIX platform, change to the UNINST directory under the WDI installation directory. Then issue the command WDI server uninstall.bin. Once this completes, if no failure occurs, then remove any leftover files and folders from the WDI server install directory. I would like to mention technical document reference number 1430165. This documents a known problem that occurs after installing any of the WDI server fix packs on AIX. This document provides a very detailed description on removing WDI server from AIX in case there is a failure with or doing the normal uninstall. If you want more details concerning the specific problem described in the text note, the link is at the bottom of the page. Please move to slide number 14. For the Windows platform, close all windows related to WDI server prior to attempting the uninstall. Click Start, then Control Panel. Select Add or Remove Programs. Select the WebSphere Data Interchange Server Product entry and click Remove. Reboot your machine to clear all files. If there are any problems with the uninstall, check the log file in the installation directory. WDI server can also be uninstalled by using the WDI server uninstall.exe located in the uninstall directory under the WDI installation directory. Please move to slide number 15. There is a possible problem that could occur after WDI server version 3.3 has been installed and uninstalled several times or manually uninstalled. During reinstall, the WDI installer will report an incorrect install size and fail, indicating a newer version installed. The root cause of this issue is the vpd.properties file. Please locate and rename this file. Also verify the WDI server install directory has been removed and the Windows registry has been cleaned up. Normally, one of the uninstall procedures mentioned in the last slide should remove the WDI server product from the Windows platform to allow for reinstallation. Please move to slide number 16. Next would be some information that was gathered for lessons learned. The date is also present in technical document reference number 1437603. Summary of a comparison between Westfield Data Interchange version 3.2.1 and version 3.3. The link to this document is in the slide. Please move to slide number 17. In the following slide, I will discuss some lessons learned from some features that were different in WDI version 3.3, the effects these features have, and any possible differences or problems you as the customer have reported and we have noticed between WDI version 3.3 and version 3.2.1. Since the release of WDI version 3.3 in February 2007, a number of differences between the execution of WDI version 3.2.1 and WDI version 3.3 have been observed. Some differences have surfaced in a manner in which unexpected data is handled, and particularly how ADF input data is parsed. Furthermore, there are formatting differences in the WDI print file. Please move to slide number 18. WDI version 3.3 feature LE390 changes to enhance WDI message broker and upgrade to use the C++ compiler. The effect is the LMA processing EDI input in version 3.3 validates data and produces messages for bad data. In version 3.2, LMA passes data to WDI message broker, which fails a message containing bad data. The difference is version 3.3 was producing messages for bad data, and the print file did not show a fatal message error. APAR IC64243 was open for this problem. The APAR is contained in Server FixPack 4 for WDI multi-platform. Also listed in this slide is the corresponding APAR and PTF for ZOS. Please move to slide 19. Another feature and difference is the ability to assign a different record ID info record to each ADF record, thus allowing multiple record IDs in an ADF. In version 3.2.1, a single record ID info was assigned to all records in the ADF with a fixed position. The effect is version 3.3 determines the appropriate record ID info record to be used and assigns a default record ID info record if one is not found. WDI now requires that application data match the appropriate data format record definition, especially when no delimiters is specified on the data format general tab. The UP00021 message will identify data that is not the proper length and will issue a return code of 8. Difference in version 3.2.1 is bad data fails with a UP0021. In version 3.3, an attempt is made to process the data. APAR IC65355 was open for this problem and is contained in Server Fix Pack 4. Corresponding APAR and TTF for ZOS is also listed. Please move to slide number 20. The feature is WDI methods table was converted from MSG exports to XML syntax, internal enhancement for manageability. The effect is the methods table change resulted in reformatting message text used as input to the DB2 methods table. The difference, some multi-platform messages in the WDI print file will have the same content but be formatted differently. Some single line messages might have spacing differences between parameters and message text. Please move to slide number 21. Next feature is enhanced information in the print file. The effect is additional messages appear in the print file to identify input data objects used and to identify output queues. Version 3.3 print file now contains FF0007 informational messages. Please move to slide number 22. Next feature is internationalized product for Unicode use. The change is acknowledgement maps names use dollar sign rather than the and sign. The differences between version 3.2.1 and version 3.3 is distributed object names and profiles will have name changes. Please move to slide number 23. This item pertains to the WDI 3.3 client's third-party software product, Crystal Reports. It has been replaced as a reporting tool. HTML is being used through your default browser or reports. There are some differences in the way reports generated from the client are formatted because of this. I would like to mention WDI Client APAR PK74474, PM06034, and PM13239. Please move to slide number 24. APAR PK74474. The WDI client version 3.3 abends when opening print view with the reports icon from for some receive maps. This APAR is contained in WDI client 6.6. APAR PM06034 client errors 15445, 15460 messages issued when doing a print report or opening map after adding literal to the LM01 element. This APAR is contained in WDI Client 6-Pack 9. Links to these APARs are listed in the slide. Please move to slide number 25. APAR PM13239. print preview does not output literals using and force. Currently, this APAR is still open and requires IBM registration to review its status, and you can set up to be notified if there are any changes. The link to the APAR is listed in the slide. Please move to slide number 26. Next feature is enhanced transform command. Edit keywords on the transform command. The difference is invalid keywords on the transform command will cause the command to fail without processing. Please move to slide number 27. I would like to mention a few APARs that are contained in Server Fix Pack 4. In the following slides, the APAR numbers, a brief description of the problem, and a link to the specific APAR is listed in the slide. First, there's APAR IC65086. Advanced adapter bends when WMQ queue length exceeds 39 characters. APAR IC65840. WI advanced adapter attempts to process messages, which is segmented by MQ series as a complete message file. APAR IC65969. MapRu enabled to resolve sender ID to trading partner nickname when two trading partner profiles have same sender ID with different qualifiers. Please move to slide number 28. Also, there's IC66761, support Zone Desmo with send and receive transactions on multi-platform. IC66480, set property on MQMD property, cause a bin exception in EDIServer.exe when page Y in effect for large input. Please move to slide number 29. For further information concerning closed APARs for WebSphere Data Interchange Server version 3.3, links for the README and Server FixPack downloads are listed in the slide. Please move to slide number 30. For additional information concerning installation and migration of WDI version 3.3, refer to TechNote reference number 701-3987, WebSphere Data Interchange 3.3 installation and migration for multi-platform. Please move to slide number 31. In summary, I hope the information provided may be of some help. Also, you can go to the WDI support portal and search for known issues. Please move to slide number 32. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates and products of interest to you. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Chuck, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Marsha, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Currently, no questions have populated.
Thank you, Marsha. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.